Yo, what is up, everyone? Welcome to the first episode of the 2024 season. I'm joined, like always, by the boys, Compa Hernan and Compa Moy. What's up, everyone?
Not much, buddy. Not much. Just recovering.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know what? We're going to get into that. But before we do, I want to shout out our sponsor of the episode, as always, and into the future, Carta, baby. If you guys are looking for a new hat to wear, a new brand, something fresh, something new and fresh, you know, go ahead and check out our boys at Carta.supply at their website. Sign up for the waitlist, the SMS. You'll get instant access to the website to be able to buy yourself a very own Carta hat. And now look at this, bro. Fresh, clean designs. Even Pikachu over here. I don't know if you can see him in frame, but even fucking Pikachu's wearing Carta right now. If you like that trucker design, but even if you don't like that trucker design, you're going to love this hat. Trust me, bro. Trust me. I don't like trucker hats in general, but these fucking hats, they're something else, man. They did it right at Carta. So make sure to go to Carta.supply, follow their Instagram, follow their TikTok, and pick yourself a hat up today. Again, shout out to the boys at Carta. Las gorritas más finas.
Hey, bro, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't dig trucker hats either. But every time I see this hat, man, I keep falling in love with it a little more every day.
Don't worry, Miguel. So, we'll get you one.
That's the thing, though. This hat converts.
It's a convertible?
Converts into what?
It converted a man to a believer. It's converting you into a believer of trucker hats.
That's true. Do. He's not wrong. But let's get back into 2024, bro. Okay, guys. You might have seen by now, we uploaded a few short clips. We did a Who Do You Think Is Going to Get the Most Drunk? And then we also did a little kind of interview video for New Year's. Let me tell you, bro, that New Year's video that we recorded interviewing everybody, apparently all three of us forgot that we recorded that video because of how fucked up we got that night. I don't know if I remember we were supposed to record that video, and then the next day I'm like, bro, like we missed the opportunity to fucking just like interview everybody when they were drunk. And lo and behold, when I fucking looked at the SD card, the footage was all there, dude. And none of us remembered fucking recording any of those clips.
Miguel.
I'm dead because Anand's right, bro. I don't remember shit, bro. The next morning he was like, dude, we didn't record it. And I'm like, bro, I know, bro. Why didn't we record it? We just got too messed up.
Yeah.
And then he hits us with the, hey, we did record it. I was like, what? And then for those of you that haven't seen it, there's a clip in there where Anand's saying his resolutions, but he's like low-key attacking me for some reason. And I hit him with the, why'd you wait till I left the room? Why didn't you say it to my face? And he was like, bro, you're the one holding the camera. And I was like, oh, shit. So as you can imagine, it's a pretty interesting night, guys.
Yeah, dude. It was the same thing. Like, I was at work when you guys were messaging. And I heard my phone going off. And I was like, what are they talking about? And I looked. And it's like, I forgot what the first message was. But it was like, oh, I think it was that Anand saying, like, hey, can you guys check out the interview video? See what you guys think about it. And I was like, what interview video? I was like, what? Because the same thing. Like, I remember. So first off, disclaimer about everything. Hadnan fucking lied to us, saying he wasn't
going
to be, like, he completely lied and said he wasn't going to be at my New Year's party. But, you know, maybe that was some payback from what we did to him for his birthday and we got him.
Yeah, there's a little backstory to that, bro.
Yeah, point being is, like, he showed up and I was like, what the hell? And, like, the first things, like, we started talking about was, like, content. And it was like, you know, we'll record that the hello, my name is, and so-and-so's going to get the most messed up. And then the second one was the interview one. I was like, cool, yeah, like, I'm down. The drinking one remembered it perfectly. I don't remember the ending, but I remember recording my part. Like I said, once I got the text messages, we're like, hey, can you check out the interview video, see what it looks like, or see how it looks? And I was like, what? When did you record that? But that was it. Like, I was still working, so I didn't look at it until I got off work. And, dude, I was in my car in the parking lot, like, playing the video. I died in my parking lot. Like, I was just like, dude, if someone looked at me, like, from, like, the outside, luckily my windows are tinted. But, like, if someone, like, saw me, dude, they were probably like, what the hell is this guy watching? Bro, because I was dying.
It was me at the office, man. I had my desk in stand-up mode, so I was staying up, right? And then Anand just hit his sleep because I checked the video. I'm like, what are you talking about? You just posted the video. And then I click on it, and I realize it's a YouTube video, and I'm just like, oh, no. And I, like, as soon as I saw, like, just the thumbnail, I was like, I had, like, flashbacks, bro. I was like, oh, shit, we did record this? And then once I hit play, I was like, oh, this is how it went down. And I was like, that's a big part of the night I don't remember. It's probably like at least an hour and a half, man. Like the last part of it, you know?
Yeah. For me, it was just funny because, I mean, the video itself was funny, but the fact that that we all forgot that that video was even recorded was the part that was the most funny to me. But that's you know, we had a good time. It's like in the video, Moise saying that he was going to get the most fucked up that day. And my boy kept his word, bro. That fool kept shotgunning. He kept taking shots. My boy was fucking in the shot, getting buzz balls. He was going at it, bro.
It was rough, man. Like looking back at it, every drink I drank that night was either shotgunned or just chugged. I didn't sip on anything. And then I was like, why did I do that to myself? Like, I specifically remember getting a buzz ball like towards the end of the night and downing it. And I was like, yeah, that's probably what killed me. Hey, but who won beer pong?
Hey, right here.
All right, hold on. Time out.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. No timeouts.
Hold on. I don't remember playing beer pong at all.
Nah, that's a lie.
It wasn't until he brought it up. Cause look, on the way home the next day, I was like, dude, I brought the ping pong balls and the cups. We didn't even play anything. What the hell? And then the next day, Moises is like, you guys remember losing at beer pong? And I was like, oh shit, we did play. I was like, oh shit, we did lose. For the record, I blame my partner. But
damn, that's crazy.
Hey, rightfully so.
Hernanami killed it. And I don't know how I made some of those shots, but there was ice in these veins that night because they were just going in.
Hey, remember, I hit the redemption shot, you know, but I just couldn't carry after that.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you credit, Moises, bro, because usually I'm the one carrying you on my back, but my boy was actually, dude, this one made most of the shots that day, bro. I'm honestly shook. I'm surprised, and I'm very proud of my boy. Hey, don't act like it's not true, bro.
This guy thinks he's a pro, and I always has more than bro. We're all even in this game. We're all even in this game. We all have good days. We all have bad days. All right.
I don't know about even. First of all, Moises, you're the most easily distracted player of all time. You cannot focus on a match, and it literally fucks up your game, bro. It fucks up your game. So don't come at me with that bullshit, bro. Don't come at me with that.
That's
bullshit.
That's not debatable.
That's not debatable at all. Sorry. Yeah, it's true.
What are you talking about?
It isn't.
Exactly.
But for the record, Hernan's shot percentage is like Shaq's free throw percentage, right? And we all know that's
okay, better. Buddy. All right, buddy. I have the most on record fucking redemptions out of all three of us. I guarantee you that.
Oh yeah.
I guarantee you.
You ain't clutch. No, me, bro. It's me.
Bro,
it's me, bro. No.
Put me at the fight. Hey, if it was me and you had to count on me for the last shot to save planet Earth, you're choosing me or you're choosing Iguodala? Come on, tell me.
You tell me to pick you or a pro basketball player. I'm probably gonna pick a pro basketball player. Yeah.
But is he a pro at beer pong? I don't think so. I think you want to choose me. I think you want to choose me.
You're not a pro at beer pong either. So
hey, shut the fuck up.
All right, look,
you do good one game and you think you're hot shit now.
No cap, yes, bro. No cap.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Me and Anand have the undefeated streak too, bro.
Yeah, we do. We're still.
Anand and I went undefeated for a long time. That one party.
Yeah, that's the fucking same party. No. And then the next party afterwards, where I wanted to keep my streak, and you decided to fucking say yes to every single drink that was handed to you, and then you ended up at the corner of the home just fucking laid down.
We're talking about that.
All right, my bad. I was gonna hit you right there. My bad. Sorry.
Goodness. I've got to bring my dirty secrets out here.
For the record, the people that I worked that have seen the New Year's resolution video, a lot of them have said that you're both aggressive, and I was the only one that said something nice.
Who said that?
So we need to talk about this. A lot of them. Everyone.
Who said? Who's a lot of them? Who's everybody?
I want names.
I want names. No, I want addresses, social security numbers. I want everything, bro.
I might be able to get you there.
All right, bet.
But I might need a few days. Especially none is more like, wasn't a New Year's resolution. It was more like, let me attack Miguel and then say a New Year's resolution.
It's for your own good though, bro. It's for your own good. Cause being nice to you obviously is not working. So I was like, let me be angry. Let me be rude. Let me be mean.
Not working with what? What do you mean?
Like, I give you a lot of advice, very kind words, very nicely to you. And it's not working. So I was like, let me try a different method.
What advice are you talking about? What do you mean?
Every day, bro. I give you advice all the time.
What?
This was like stupid now. See, this is why I'm aggressive towards you. Because you'd be doing shit like this.
Okay. My bad.
Look, I wasn't aggressive, okay? I was just very passionate.
You were like,
that's a good way.
Copa this and Copa fuck the rest of you.
Dude, I'm telling you, I was so drunk. I didn't even call Mario by his name. I called him Copa Payo.
Wait, hold on.
You want to talk about drunk?
Miguel's voice is so loud that his noise reduction literally lowers his laugh. when he fucking does it, bro. So if you guys notice his laugh like lower randomly, it's because even fucking the noise reduction AI in his microphone is like lowering him, bro.
The AI is like, bro, chill.
It's like the AI is like, shout out to the calm yourself, bro.
Shout out to the AI. You know, thanks for keeping my laugh low. No, bro, but you're talking about drunk. Did you not see me in the video, bro? I had one brain cell saying breathe. Another brain cell saying stand straight. Like that was it. I literally was like leaning like this, trying to talk, trying to think of a new resolution, you know? And I was like, you know what? Let's go from the heart, you know? Let's grow with my friends. But now my friends are the complete opposite. Like, fuck this bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Bro, not even. I mean, yeah, kind of. But all I thought, another part of that was funny was when Hernan attacked my girl and her face had me fucking dying.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious. She's like,
I'm sorry, you said what?
That's it? That's it?
Bro, but hey, you know what? You guys got to watch the video. It's the best thing. It'll make you laugh.
Links down below, guys. Links down below. It's click a
quick
on
little
it.
Short video for a quick little laugh.
Yeah, get a quick laugh and then move on with your day.
Yes, sir. All right, moving on, guys. Right. Shit, my bad.
I was going to say, now that we're completely sober, guys, what is your actual New Year's resolution?
I want to hear that shit.
All right, compa.
Compa, fuck everyone else.
Nah. Yeah. Oh, you know what? You know what did happen? We saw fireworks in front of our house, and our neighbors ended up getting a ticket.
Yes, sir. I saw that shit.
You did tell us. I honestly, I saw red and blue lights, and I'm like, what is that? And then I walked back inside. I'm not lying to you guys. There was a solid hour I should not have been standing up. I was barely there.
It's true. Miguel was very fucked up at that point because I remember us hugging for like 10 minutes and he just started crying on my shoulder. That's and then rough. We had a deep emotional connection at that point. And I was like, it's okay, Miguel. It's going to be okay. I'm here for you. I love you.
You're not going to get fucked up right there, bro. Hell yeah, really did, though.
It was a very beautiful moment. I'll never forget
it's
that.
Funny it's funny you should say that.
Oh, no!
Oh, look at the video. What the fuck?
It's funny you should say that.
What? Hey, send that to me. We're going to post it on our story. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, it's funny you should say that.
Damn. Apparently, Moises was not fucked up to the point where he noticed that shit happening and he had to record it. Damn.
That's how you know he's capping, bro. He just passed out because he's old, bro. He just can't fucking hang anymore. Hey. He wasn't even drunk. He's just old.
That wasn't me. I didn't record it. I got sent the video.
Damn, who sent that? Oh, let me guess.
I ain't saying names.
Cause she was right behind this fool.
I don't know who you're
talking
about.
That's crazy.
I don't know who you're talking about. I came across that video and I was like, damn, they had a hugging and crying session without me.
That's crazy. You know what?
Very unfortunate. Very, very disrespectful.
I need to take a quick intermission real quick and you know, send a very, very mean message real quick to
this guy.
Just to fix someone.
But yeah, that was a fun night. It was a great way to end the year. Like we said in that video, and I really do mean it. Like, I think 2024 is going to be the best year of our lives.
I agree with that. This is going to be the year that Compa's calling it right now. A lot of big changes coming soon, guys. I'm not going to say what it is yet. Just expect a lot of big changes, a lot of new things coming your way from us here at Los Compas. And it's going to be good, man. It's going to be good. Exciting stuff, bro. Exciting stuff. But guys, I want to pivot. I want to move on here. I got some funny shit for you guys. Very important question here for you guys. Do you guys believe in, do you guys believe in reincarnation?
I would like to, but at the same time, I wouldn't like to.
So do you believe or possibly believe in the theory of, say, certain person dies, and then as soon as that person dies, someone is reincarnated into the world?
You mean like that same person, right?
Would it be correct, but as a different person.
Essentially. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe.
Moises looks like, very confused over there.
White light... White light you see as you die
is you going into the new world
coming out. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So me and my sisters had this funny ass discussion and we're like, damn, let's look up the year we were born and see who died in that year and see who we could have possibly been in our past lives. So I took it upon myself to look at the years that we were born to see who passed away in those years to see if maybe we could have been anybody famous, anybody special, you know, somebody. Dude, Miguel, I'm gonna go with you first and then I'm gonna go me, but Moises has the most fucking craziest ones, bro, and I want to see your guys' reaction to this shit.
I'm scared.
So Miguel, me and you have two. I trust me, I looked very hard to see who were the most noticeable or who were the most known people of our year to pass away, And I can only find two for us each. The very first one that I found for you, the first person that passed away in 1992, well, not the first person, but someone that passed away in 1992 that could have been you in a past life. Do you know a guy by the name of Benny Hill?
Does not ring a bell.
No? Trust me. Look, remember, I try to look for people that we might have known. But Benny Hill, you guys do know him. He has that one song that everybody uses in a lot of videos. It goes...
Is that some country song?
No. It's that funny song that everybody uses in their videos. It's like the one where like the guy's chasing someone and they put the fucking that song. It's always used for people getting chased and shit. And it's like a funny theme song. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Again. Okay.
So that like I remember, I try to find people that a lot of people would know, but these are the most significant ones. But this one right here, my boy Miguel, another person that passed away in 1992, my boy Chalino Sanchez.
Damn.
So Miguel could have been Chalino Sanchez in a past life, bro. That could have been you, technically, if we're talking about reincarnation.
But Miguel doesn't even like that music.
Where's the Riz
at? He does. My boy, dude, Miguel Loki was assassinated in his past life. Unfortunate, very unfortunate situation, bro. You want to talk about your past life of being Chalino Sanchez?
I just hope somebody assassinates me in this life.
Jesus Christ, bro. Someone's going to pass you a note?
No. I'm just, that means I will hopefully become president one day like I want to be.
That's crazy.
You're just going to keep trying.
You want to be president in the future then? That's not what you're saying? It's not too late in your current life.
No, I can't be president right now anyways. I get to be a certain age.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, you could still be president in your current life. You don't have to wait until...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I plan to be president of the United States in the next 25 years, hopefully. I will bring great reform to this country. I will bring great social, economic reform to this country.
Okay.
We will see the opposite of the Great Depression.
All right, I'll move on to me. Again, two people, these are the only two people that I thought people would know. Two famous people that died in 1993. The first one I found was Andre the Giant. So I could have been Andre the Giant in my past life. I could have been suplexing bitches in my past life. Choke slams, fucking everything, bro.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind, dude. If that was me in my past life, I feel very proud. I'm very happy. You know, I had a successful life. And
I think it's valid because he's very aggressive.
Yeah, it makes sense, right? Yeah. The second
also thinks he's a fucking giant.
I mean, I'm pretty tall.
But you see pretty what tall. I'm saying? He thinks he's tall.
I don't think he is. I mean, 6'1" is tall for a lot of people.
Continue with your next person. I want to see you.
This next one is a fun one. I definitely wouldn't mind being this person in my past life. Cantinflas. Cantinflas passed away in 1993. And my boy is a movie star, bro. He's a movie star. I guess I was a movie star in my past life. With the little mustache. It makes sense because I have a mustache now. It's not the same, but if I were to like shave it, cut it, style it in that sense, I kind of look like him too. If you just like side profile,
I don't know about that one too, but okay.
No,
thank you for bringing it up.
So yeah, so if I were to choose between Andre the Giant and Cantinflas, that's tough, bro. Because like suplexing bitches and fucking. Just wrestling, professional.
That's hard.
Wrestling?
That's hard to pick. I know instantly. I'm Cantinflas, bro.
All right, fine. I would pick Cantinflas too.
It's pretty valid, bro.
I'm assuming that you would choose Chalino Sanchez, Miguel, as your past life.
He read the note, right?
Yeah, he read the note.
And that was that.
He kept going. Yeah.
Hey, I'm going out with bucket.
Yeah, balls. He said deep. Bump it. He said bump
and
it.
And I said I gotta grow balls. I'm going balls, bro. Let's go.
Hey, man. That's what I like to hear. Now we get to the fucking, the juicy ones, bro. Moises, I don't know if you're ready for these, bro. You had a wild past life. Let me tell you that. A wild, wild past life.
I think I know one of them.
Well, let me go down this list, bro. So
Can I say one that I think is, that happened during that year?
Yeah, go ahead.
Was it Selena Quintanilla?
No, if she did, then damn, that's one that's definitely I should add on the list. That's not one of the four, though. I got four for you, bro.
We were older, I think, by then, huh?
I thought she passed away during my birth. Whatever. I'll look it up, but tell me which ones you found.
All right. First person that you could have been in your past life, 1994, Kurt Cobain.
Oh.
Kurt Cobain, brother.
It makes sense with all the drugs he does.
So, I mean, hey, some would say a very, very successful career, but a very, very unfortunate end.
Okay. Damn, that's
1994. Oh, wait.
All right. Give me another one.
Okay, so second one here. we're talking about presidents with Miguel. You could have been Richard Nixon in your past life. That he passed away in 1994.
That's also valid because you're a rat.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. You could have been like, you're a rat now. You were a rat then, bro. What? You're a rat then. These next two are pretty crazy. Okay, this next one comes with a wild story. I don't think you're going to know who this is. Miguel might. In your past life, you could have been a professional soccer player by the name of Andres Escobar. You don't know who that is, huh?
No.
Okay. Well, let me tell you a quick backstory to him. So, do you know Colombia was very notorious back then for a lot of drugs, for a lot of a lot of cartels in Colombia?
Yeah.
Andres Escobar was a Colombian professional soccer player that played for the national team of Colombia. Very good professional soccer player. But at that time in 1984, the U.S., I think it was the U.S. World Cup that was happening at the time that they were participating in.
I think I know.
And let me just tell you this. My boy was in a very unfortunate position. He scored an own goal in a very important match for Colombia. You know, now and then it happens in very important matches. Shit like this happens nowadays. But back then, I guess it was this is a big no-no for soccer players, mm-hmm. because especially for Colombia. I think a couple of the days after they were eliminated and he went back home, my boy was partying and he was out. He was drinking with a couple of friends. Let's just say a couple of cartel members found him and they pew-pewed him because of this. And I don't know if this is true. The report, I got this off of a source that could be edited. They said that for every shot they took at him, they would yell goal.
That's crazy. Damn.
Yeah, very unfortunate.
I think most people know this goalkeeper as the goalkeeper that did a scorpion kick to block a shot in the middle of a game.
Yeah, right? That was a different soccer player. Yeah. No.
Was it a different? Is it the same Colombian, dude?
No? No, that's a goalie. I'm talking about a defender here.
Oh.
That scored an own goal. Yeah.
Damn.
He's not even paying attention. It's tough.
Thinks he knows soccer.
I don't. Not Colombian soccer.
So, I mean, you would have had it in your past life. You would have had a successful professional soccer career, but you just fucked up in the end and you scored. You decided to score against your own country. And then, they're like, fuck you.
It would have been very short, by the way.
Yeah.
A short career.
This next one, Moises, you ready for this next one here? I don't think you're ready for this next one.
I don't know. I'm scared.
I'll tell you got all the very unfortunate ones, bro.
Another one.
Moises, in your past lifetime, you could have been John Wayne Gacy. Oh shit. This is a very, very unfortunate one. I'm sure everybody out there knows who John Wayne Gacy is.
I want to say yes, but it doesn't ring a bell right now.
Yeah, bro. This is one of the most notorious serial killers out there. The fact that you don't know him, it goes kind of wild. I mean, maybe it's a good thing that you don't know him.
I think it's because I tend to avoid serial killing stuff.
Yeah, he was also the one that would like dress up as a clown. He was very famous for that. For dressing up as a clown. And he was also, I wouldn't call him a famous, but just because he became a famous serial killer, he was also an artist and he would sell like his artwork. And a lot of this artwork can still be found. And a lot of weird people like purchase his artwork just to like have at his at their homes. Yeah, it's kind of weird. But Moises, so you could have been a serial killer in your past lifetime.
Why you guys make me look like a bad person?
We're not the ones that pick and choose these people and when they pass away, you know. This is just a very unfortunate year, I guess, you know.
And this is why I don't believe in reincarnation.
And
now
I don't believe in it.
Never believe in it.
So just to recap here, guys, Miguel, he was Chalino Sanchez in his past lifetime. I was Cantinflas in my past lifetime. And Moises was Kurt Cobain, very unfortunate. And he was a very rat of a president, Richard Nixon. He was a professional soccer player that ended his career in a very bad way. And then he was John Wayne Gacy, the very, very well-known serial killer.
Did I win?
I don't know. Moises, truthful, honest answer. Out of those four, who would you have picked to be in your past lifetime? You can only choose between those four. They're all very...
I feel like the only non-brutal ending is the president one. I'm assuming he died of old age.
But you're a whole ass rat, bro.
Oh, but I was president. Something you haven't accomplished yet.
But you cheated to try to get reelected and you got... Well, what's the word? What's the word for me? Impeached?
Yeah, you got impeached.
You're the only
president to be impeached while in office, if I'm not mistaken, right?
No, you tell me.
Yeah, sir. Yeah, so I guess Moises was a rat in his past life. So, but I mean, it makes sense. Like I said, we talked about it. It makes sense. He's rat now. So it makes sense that he was a rat in this past life. So, okay. All right, guys. Moving on to the next topic here. Something that's very, very talked about at the moment. And I don't know if you guys have been keeping up to date with it. Did you guys, or I don't know, were you guys aware that I guess they're supposed to release Epstein's list of so-and-so people that visited the island with them?
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot about that.
That's all I'm seeing on Twitter right now. So I don't know. I'm pretty sure the actual list hasn't been released yet, but they're talking about certain other lists that have been released right now. They're throwing out names like, what was his name? Bill Clinton, the Clintons, Hillary and Bill Clinton, Stephen Hawking. They're saying that fool went on the fucking island. I like how my boy's on a wheelchair, dude. Come on, like, what are you doing on that island, dude? I'm not saying that, like, you can't fly on planes if you're on a wheelchair, but, like, what is a guy like Stephen Hawking doing on that island?
That's crazy. The one I did see was Aaron Rodgers, the football quarterback, said that Jimmy Kimmel was on the list, and I was like, that's a wild fucking statement, bro.
I think he responded to him saying, he was just like saying, what the fuck? I'm going to bring my lawyers into this shit. But like,
you put my family in danger.
Yeah. It is a wild accusation. You can't just be throwing shit out like that. But I mean, we'll see soon. If you're confident that you're not on the list, just fucking ignore it, you know? Just ignore it. But he's so vocal about it. But I guess, yeah, like if someone's accusing you and it's affecting your family, I understand. But we'll see. We'll see once that list comes out. But I mean, it's already kind of like, I'm not saying breaking the internet at the moment, but what kind of effect do you guys think it's going to have, like, once it's actually released?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like it should have some kind of legal ramifications to certain people, no? Like,
yeah, well, that's like, the main thing. Like, if this list is actually true and accurate and this list comes out but nothing happens, then what the fuck is the point? Like, then
yeah, what's the point of releasing it?
Like, where's the justice then, bro? Like, if none of these people are going to get affected or arrested for doing fucking these horrible things, then, like, what is even the point?
You're just instigating at that point, or, you know, maybe causing people to do harm to other people at that point, you know?
One thing I know for sure. One thing I know that for sure is going to happen. I mean, you know the internet is going to be all over this shit. They're going to be talking about it nonstop. People on fucking YouTube, Watching Mojo is going to fucking be out and come out with videos like top 10 celebrities that went on Epstein's Island. You get those fucking top 10 videos, bro, from everybody.
Watch Mojo.
You know that shit's going to happen.
And we're going to watch them. So.
And we're going to watch them. We're going to see, oh shit, number 5 was kind of fire. They went on the island. That's crazy. Do some stupid shit like that. Horrible actions, bro. Arrest that man.
Arrest that man.
Or woman, whoever it was.
Yeah, no, you don't know. Anyone could have been on that shit.
Well, they said that the list was like at least over 200 people that are named on that list.
And that they were only releasing part of the list first? I'm like, bro, what's the point? I'll just jump the whole freaking list.
Yeah, the list was supposed to be out already, but what they're saying is that it got pushed back because someone specific on that list, and they name them like John Doe and Jane Doe, so that they don't reveal a name. But supposedly someone on that list is the reason it got pushed back, and they're just like truly trying to hide themselves. I'm curious who it is, bro. They're saying that it's not someone in the U.S. They're like out of the country. So I'm wondering who it is. It's like the fact that they're pushing this hard to have it hidden is kind of wild.
I mean, whoever it is, they're probably in a country with no extradition laws.
Yeah, but they also could be in a country where like someone can come after you, and then once they do something to you, like they can attack you, they can erase you off this planet, and no one else is going to care.
True. I mean, yeah, at this point, it's like, yeah, what are people going to do with the knowledge?
Yeah, but at the end, like I say, like if it does happen to them, do we really care with the shit that they did?
I mean, I don't know. That's a hot take.
If a person went on this island and committed the actions that are supposed
to be... Yeah, yeah, no. I mean, I get that, but I'm saying, like, I wouldn't wish ill on anyone else.
But what if they didn't? What if they just went to the island? What if they didn't do those heinous acts?
It's very iffy, bro, because, I mean, if you went to the island, you must know what was on the island and what was happening on that island. So if you went there and you didn't do anything, but you knew what was happening and you chose not to do anything about it or say anything about it, I feel like you're equally as guilty, bro.
Well, you're guilty by association at that point, yeah.
Yeah. At that point, I mean, I'm not saying you're worse if you keep silent, but you're as bad, bro.
No, I get you. It's just, you know, with our justice system, or it's allegedly, you know, it's evidence-based most of the time. And sometimes it's just who can twist the story better.
It's tough, though, bro, because if you're a man of power or a woman of power, and you're famous, you have all this fucking fame, all this control, all this power, you get away with all this shit, and then in the end you got away with it because of that.
It is fucking crazy, actually, when you put it that way.
Yeah.
Nah, man. And boy's over here fucking, he's shook right now, man.
I don't know. Well, I mean, to be honest, I didn't really follow much the Epstein case or anything.
You just know the meme?
Yeah, like I know the gist of it, and then like this list, like I knew the gist of it, but I didn't follow it. It will be interesting, you know, seeing what names are on there. Like you said, social media is going to take this and do whatever they want with it.
I just want to see like the aftermath, bro. Like if, like once this list comes out, the names on it, and like it's an actual like true full list, like actual proven evidence, I want to see the aftermath. I want to see all the fucking chaos erupt of like all these fucking politicians, all these celebrities, like just get arrested and go through hell. I want to see that happen, bro. That's what I'm looking forward to. Like if it actually happens, I doubt it will, just with how shit goes.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. We'll see, I guess. I don't know if you guys said, but do we know when the list is actually coming out?
Supposedly January 22nd is what I'm reading on Twitter. But I mean, like, can you really trust Twitter sometimes? That's when it said it got pushed back to, though. January 22nd. That's when the Watch Mojo video is going to release.
I'm ready for it.
For all you,
I don't, that way I don't have to read the list. I don't have to read the list. I can just be like, oh, all these guys were on there. Okay, cool.
For all those conspiracy theorists and the tinfoil hats out there, you think there's going to be like some sort of event that they're going to make happen on purpose to kind of like grab the attention and like make it so that way no one's paying attention to this list now? You think that's going to happen?
Ooh, that's crazy. Like
alien invasion? This is when it's going to come out for sure?
Right? They're just going to... Area 51 is just going to open up its doors.
Probably, bro. I don't doubt it if they fucking do what they always do. So, and whatever, supposedly distract us from like the big shit like this.
This is why I don't follow conspiracy theories.
If everything's going to happen how it's going to happen, then fucking January should be a very interesting month.
I'm ready for it.
January could be an interesting month. It could be very slow. Who knows? But we'll see. You know, hopefully it's a good start to the year. We don't need any bad starts to the year.
I mean, technically, this would be a good thing.
Yeah.
This would be a good start of the year, because then all these fucking people should be put behind bars.
I remember when I started off the year with the bad thing. I forgot what year it was, but literally January 2nd, I got my first ticket.
Damn. I mean, did the rest of the year, like, was it a bad year?
I don't remember shit, because that's all I remember. All I remember is me getting my ticket.
Do you guys believe in putting shit into existence to make it happen?
I try to, but I get called delusional.
Ooh.
My friends, aka you two.
Damn, that's crazy. Cause I believe in it.
Oh yeah? Yeah. I try to I'm trying to put the good vibes out there, you know. Try to get things into existence, even if they sound pretty crazy. But you know, I'm trying. So
I believe it in putting things into existence, but I also believe in things getting in your way that can change it. Like I'll give you an example, like 2019. For some reason, I don't know, 2018, I kept saying 2019, bro, 2019 is going to be the best year of my life so far. And 2019 hit, and it literally was the best year that I had in my life up until that point. Because that's when, I don't know, I just a whole bunch, I can't remember off the top of my head, but a lot of good things happened that year. And then that's when I met Monica, my fiance. That happened in 2019. And then I didn't say, just because I was just so on that roller coaster of 2019, how good it was happening, I didn't do the same thing for 2020. I didn't put into existence that 2020 was going to be like even better than 2019. And then fucking COVID hit in 2020. So everything went downhill.
That's your fault.
Yeah. So I guess 2020 was my fault. And then 2021, yeah. I was in that same boat just because I was so distracted with COVID 2020. I didn't really say that 2021 was a good year. I think just like after COVID, I just kept getting distracted, and I stopped putting things into existence. And just like, yeah, ever since 2020, I feel like every year some have been okay, some have been pretty bad. It like kind of just like put me on a different path, and it hasn't been the same since. And I know a lot of people out there will probably agree that 2019 was probably like the last good year, and then anything afterwards is just fucking downhill. And that's just me, though. That's just me. I don't know if it's
you guys. I was gonna say, like, I think COVID did have it too, a big thing, you know. It was just a rough year. What was it, like year two, three? Like that were just like really just that's all it was. COVID. Like even the highlights like were just overshadowed by COVID, because I thought that was just what's happening. I think lately a lot of people, now that like it's not really, I mean, we know COVID still exists or whatever, but it's not the highlight of everything now. And I think people are back to, you know, focusing on things that need to be focused. Like the cloud of COVID is no longer here and we're able to see like, you know, a future again. I think that's what the biggest thing for me was. It was just like, well, fuck, dude, like next year, COVID, following your COVID, like it just felt like that's all it was. And now it's like we can actually start, I guess, working towards like other future goals now.
That's true. To kind of reiterate, I did say that like I stopped doing that putting into existence thing, but I did do that like heavily for this year. So I'm putting it into existence that 2024 is going to be a good year, not only for me, but like the people around me. So like my fiance, you guys for the podcast, just my family. I don't know. Just I have like this really good gut feeling that 2024 is going to be like a very good year for like all of us. And I just, for some reason, I have that same feeling that I had in 2019 and I have it for this year for whatever reason.
Now we know we're going to win the lottery.
Energy, bro.
Hey, so don't let me down, guys. Don't let me down.
I won't, bro. I got you, bro. Hey. I'll be consistent in gym these next 3 months for sure, right?
Yeah, me too, bro.
Miguel's like, just that's it. 3 months and then.
No. Well, I'm going to keep going after that, but I want to see what 3 months of consistency is going to get me, you know? Earlier today, I was looking at houses online. And I was like, fuck, man. It's not happening, bro. The housing market needs to crash a bit.
I feel like you're taking too big of a step, Miguel. I feel like you need to do baby steps and move into an apartment first and then go into the house.
Well, I was looking like at that. So I found like a studio apartment for $1,400 a month. You know, live by That's myself, feel myself and I. You know.
Yeah. Miguel, trust me, bro. It'll be hard at first because like once you move out, you're kind of holding on to things that you're so used to. But once you actually move out, like you become a whole new person, bro. And it changes you, I think, for the better. The first month or two might be a little bit difficult, but afterwards, bro, you see like, goddamn, bro, like why didn't I do this sooner? Like just like you change your habits, you change everything because obviously living by yourself versus living with others, it's a big change. It's a lot different. But I feel like once you actually commit to it, Miguel, I feel like it's gonna be a lot better for you.
So yeah, this year's full goals. So
this is the year of voice cracking for Miguel.
Hey, all right. Well, that's every year. I don't know what you're talking about. It's the year of goals, full year of goals. Apparently, the year of your friends still fucking diss on me for no reason.
Oh, that's not gonna change, bro.
That's crazy. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, oh, I remember that. Just let me know. We're moving out. I'll be there.
Put it out into existence like we were talking right now. But what year?
Here's the thing. Miguel doesn't want to fucking live with me.
It's your girl that doesn't want to live with me.
Damn.
No, she's fine with it. She's okay with it.
No, she ain't with not from what I got this past weekend. And if that means her best friend is going to visit us, hell no. I'm sorry, but no.
Damn, double shots fired. That's crazy.
Let me give you some fucking germics with that, bro.
Okay, it's not like that. You listen to the podcast anyway. So hey,
hey. It only kills 99%, bro. 99%. There's still the other 1%.
Goodness, Miguel. Goodness.
Hey, new year, better me.
I like that. Pizza, I like that.
Better toppings, Papa John.
Better
Papa
ingredients, John. Better pizza, Papa.
We're not sponsored by Papa John's, though.
We're not. I don't really know if we want to either. Do we want to?
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, same. Little Caesars, however, hey, sponsors.
Pizza, okay pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, speaking of weird shit, beginning of the year, did you guys see the Stanley Cup rush? Like the, you know, everyone going for those new Stanley Cups? Like the ones that had Target exclusives or whatever?
Bro, for a second, I thought we were talking about NHL here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, me too. That's why I like to like repeat it. The Stanley mugs like that were at sell for Target, and like just videos of people just, you know, hoarding them and they were reselling for like $175 to $200 online. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just like the people moved on from freaking shoes to like Stanley Cups. I'm like, I don't get why. It doesn't make sense.
What are these, like the new Funko Pops or what? Like collect Stanley Cups?
Apparently.
Pop Funkos?
Dude, they're not even like special, bro. They're just red and pink, I think, honestly.
Yeah.
Because so, they're exclusive.
Exclusive to what? Target? Nah, come on, man.
Exclusive is exclusive, bro.
You just, okay. People just slap an exclusive tag on everything. Like, and that's why, like, that's why I hate, like, some clothing brands, because it's just like, oh, yeah, we're exclusive, so we're just going to charge you fucking $500 for a sweater that probably costs $50 max.
I don't understand, bro. What are you going to do with so many Stanley Cups, bro? Like, I mean, you use one, and that's all you need. Like, I get collecting, but they're fucking cups, bro. I don't get it.
You know what? I'm gonna stick to my good old fashioned hydro flask here. You know, never done me wrong.
So I just looked it up. Stanley made $750 million in 2023 thanks to that bottle.
Damn. When you say it like that, then yeah, fuck it, bro. Let's start a craze. Let's start a craze, man. Let's make. You know what? We should go into the water bottle business. Let's come up with the name right now. What are we calling our cups?
Osmosis.
Okay, that's kind of fire. I'm not gonna lie.
That's my name in it. So I'm down.
I vote for iCup.
I'm pretty sure Apple would sue us.
You mean ICUP?
No. There you go. We go. You get it.
Funny colors.
There you go.
Oh, what was it? The iCup funny ICUP funny colors.
Wait, hold on. Okay. Switch the topic, bro. I'm glad we brought this up. Okay, so we're fucking stupid ass kids back in the day, bro. Like we had the dumbest jokes ever. Come on, buddy. Buddy, you're not excluded from this. I'm 100% sure you're a fucking culprit of this shit too, bro. So we had the stupid ass ICUP. What else did we have?
I
was gonna say the whole pointing at someone's chest and pop.
Oh, like, the fucking and they flick the nose. Yeah. I remember another one too. We had the very unfortunate one. Now it's not funny anymore, but if your hand is bigger than your face, then you have cancer, and they just fucking smack the shit out of it.
Dude. Oh yeah, bro. Bah! the craze that it was like, you know, high five, jellyfish. And then it was like, just kidding, give me a hug, bigger jellyfish.
I'd never heard of that one. What the fuck is that?
I don't think that was more recent, not too young though.
I thought we were just talking about stupid trends. My bad. We had to be kids.
Oh, no, it was just my fault. We had the Jinx Yomi Okuku.
I see a titty.
Huh?
I see a no? No?
Yeah.
I was like, what did you just say?
Yeah, you skipped over mine, the Jinx one. The Jinx
Yomi is it?
Yeah, you Jinx Yomi Okuku.
You guys literally just said it at the same time.
Hey, Jinx.
Jinx Yomi Okuku.
The other one too. Pinch Poke.
Yeah, well, it's like Jinx, or it was a Pinch Poke Yomi Okuku. If we're in blue, Yomi too.
I only knew the
rhyme was this shit. What the fuck?
I remember, Miguel, you were sheltered as a kid, bro. You probably didn't know most of these.
That's crazy.
True. That's very true.
Well, I gotta come out like that, bro. Why is it always you calling me out?
On the topic of like shit that we did when we were younger, did your school, I don't know, our school called it used cars. And so I know your face is fucking weird right now. So it was like this is the field, right? So you had people lined up over here, and then you had like people in the middle, and the whole, and like, but you were assigned like certain models, whatever. Like you could be like Jeep, Honda, whatever the case may be. And so then the people in the middle would be like, you would yell out a brand. And then whoever was that brand would have to run across the whole field. And if you were tagged, you became part of the middle, but you were frozen.
I feel like that sounds very similar to something that we did in school, but yeah, you guys were way more fucking unique about it. I remember one where you had one side and you had to run to the other side to stay safe. And then like people in the middle would like try to fucking tag you or some shit.
I mean, to be honest, it was probably the same concept. We just modified it. Who knows? Honestly, I don't even know what the real game is called. Like, maybe like it has a full name, but for us, that's what we called it. Used cars in elementary, and everyone would be playing that because like people would get to school early, so people would be playing that till the bell rang.
Yeah. So like all these little games that we talked about were shit that happened in middle school. So like we played the fucking, you played dodgeball. We played the ones with the four squares. What is that one called?
I mean, you mean just four square?
Four square. Yeah, four square. Four square. We played four square. We played wall ball. We played
wall ball, bro. Wall ball's where it's at, bro.
And then, or tether ball. And then we played
tether ball hurt.
You know the good old classic
pickleball.
Yeah, the good old classic swings. The good old classic fucking slides. Just
the
fucking.
I'm sorry, what the fuck? You had swings at your school?
Yeah, bro. You didn't have swings?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, at the school? School did you go to?
Okay, look,
bro. You act like I went to a good. Yeah, actually. For the first half elementary, I was at a somewhat good of school. The second half elementary, I was not at a good of school. But you know what we did double dutch, bro. Double dutch that.
And you know how to double dutch.
I did back then. I swear to you, it may not look like it now, but I did back then.
You know, goal for 2024, Miguel, learn how to double dutch again.
I'm gonna bring it back, guys. The double dutch is coming back. The shuffling is coming back. You're gonna catch me at every rave. at every house set. We're just gonna be shuffling all day, every day. Let's go.
So look, we had all this fun shit that we did in middle school, or like, yeah, elementary school and middle school. And then we get to high school and then we got fucking amazing fun activities such as fist fights, getting jumped and getting bullied, you know, getting detention. You know, we had all that fun shit. You know, high school was a good time.
Who got detention?
Everybody, bro.
No. Did you both get detention?
We were bad boys, bro.
Bro. Come on. For real.
Call me a bad guy, a bad boy.
Moy, start talking. Start talking, Moy. Why'd you get detention? What? Why'd you get detention? Like tardies or being late? I mean,
tardies.
You all right?
No, I'm not.
Tardies are being late. Tardies are being late. Me? Tardies?
No, I'm looking at none right now. Sorry.
I'm like, you're looking at me on my fucking camera.
Sorry.
The only reason I got tardies was because I was a fucking dumbass. I would walk my girlfriend to class.
Oh, here we go.
Is that what you wanted out of him?
You simp, bro. No, I really simp. Don't. I just didn't know why. I really don't know why he. Not what did you?
That was it. I think that was it.
I didn't really get detention a lot. I got it maybe like once or twice, but usually for like stupid trends that we would do. You know, remember when we would get the fucking rubber band with the papers and we would just shoot them at people?
Yeah.
I was pretty accurate with that shit, dude. I would shoot it from across the room. I'd hit people in the head. That shit was. I was accurate with it.
We put staples in ours, so it was a lot more dangerous. Yeah.
Just like the stupid shit, like playing body shots while in class. I guess that's a big no-no to fucking. But it was like it wasn't like in the middle of class, bro. It was like at the very end.
You just sit in class, bro.
This guy was like, Mr. Ableton. Can I get up real quick?
Look, Miguel. Turn around. Okay. Look, Miguel. But you know, you still shut the fuck up. All right, let me explain. It's at the very end of class. You're still in class. But at the end, sometimes you got free time and you're not doing shit.
Nah, bro, the bell dismisses you. The bell does not dismiss you.
I dismiss you.
What the
That's
fuck
how it goes.
What the fuck about what I just said is telling you I did it after? I said at the end of class when it's still during class. When there's free time.
If you're in class. Even if it's free time, it's not a fucking free time to throw body shots at each other.
Yeah, bitch, that's why I got detention, you fucking idiot.
That's what I'm trying to say.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you too.
That you're not supposed to be doing that, even if it's the end of class and it's free time.
That's why I got detention, though, bro. I'm not saying
so you got a fucking 2.0 grade average, huh?
Nah, actually, I got a 3.13. Joke's on you. I was above a 3.0.
Moy?
3.6.
3.6? Okay.
Oh, dude, you just want to hear some not traumatic shit, but just like, you know how I wasn't a very popular kid, Miguel. You can relate.
I have no idea what you're talking about, bro. I had a ton of friends.
So I think you're really big. So it's just random as fuck. So like I mentioned, I wasn't a very popular kid back in the day. You know, I was very nerdy looking. I loved video games just as much as I'm sure you guys did back in the day. And then just like during math, I was sat next to a group of kids that, you know, were assholes. But just randomly, some fucking guy asked me, I was like, hey, would you give up video games to get a girlfriend? Just like, but you know, he meant that shit in the worst way possible. Just saying like, you fucking nerd, go get a girlfriend. But me, because I was a shy nerd back then, I was like, yeah, I would. I was like, damn, bro. This would really put me up in a fucking against the wall to make me say some fucking depressing ass shit, dude. I was like, damn. I couldn't defend myself, guys.
Bro, the only reason I wish I could go back to high school is to take my current brain and just roast the fuck out of everyone that roasted me, okay?
I think everybody would do that. I would definitely want to revisit high school and relive it with like my current mindset of not caring. I want to see how things turned out or how things would turn out differently.
I'd be like, no, Miss Johnson, this is how the fuck you do this shit, okay?
Miguel's not just going back to roast the kids, bro. He's saying, fuck all the teachers that told me stupid.
For real.
All the teachers, the campus supervisors. Damn, no, I'm playing.
Yo, was high school really that bad?
Bro, I don't want to talk about it.
No, we don't got to talk about it. It's okay.
Yeah, we're not talking about it. We don't really live it.
I'm sorry. My fault. I didn't mean to bring it up.
No, but you're right. Did you guys ever plank in high school?
Plank?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I can't plank, buddy. I rock.
That was at the same time when Cat Daddy was the thing, too.
What the heck was Cat Daddy?
The
oh no,
it's a dance move.
Like you remember Yiking?
And then where was your hangout spot for high school, bro? We had two spots. We had the T, which is literally an intersection street.
Yeah.
You know, and we had the quad.
Yeah, mine was by the dumpster, like the trash that I was back in the day. That's my hangout spot.
Bro, you sound like me now. What's going on, yo?
My bad.
Not that 2034 is my year, but then he's just like, fuck my life.
No, but that was back in the day. That was the old me. This is the new me. Yeah, new me's hangout spot, if I were to relive high school, would be that little hill where all the cool kids hung out. There's a little hill with the
on top. You guys had a hill on campus?
But don't think of it as like a fucking very tall hill. It's just like a little tiny hill, but there is a table up there. That's where all the cool kids would hang out.
Oh, what the heck? At least you had a hill, bro. We just, like I said, all we had was an intersection.
Yeah, I have a question for both of you, I guess. Do you guys know anyone from like high school, like that was popular back then that is now like, I guess, whatever, you know, have like a basic job or whatever, or like, man, vice versa, someone that you thought was just like a passerby that maybe is famous now from your school?
Yeah, I don't think I know anybody that was either like that were dicks back then in high school or were popular in another, like maybe not as popular anymore. I don't think I know anybody.
I know one person that's a yoga instructor around here, and they're married to their high school girl boyfriend.
Sweetheart?
I wouldn't say sweetheart, because they ran through a lot of people in high school, and they finally ended up with each other.
Damn.
No, man. It was crazy, bro. It was crazy. Another guy's a realtor around here. Besides that, I think another guy's like a amateur golfer, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, they're kind of up there.
Was it you, Miguel, that told me that someone you knew worked at Microsoft and helped with the backwards compatibility?
Oh, that was college. That was a whole different story, bro.
Oh, that was college. Yeah, yeah. But that's true, though.
That's 100% true. I went to school, guys, with the freaking genius who only went to school because he had to get a paper degree to get a job. This guy was working for NASA at the age of 16, literally. And he's like, I'm only coming to college because I have to get this paper degree. And I'm just like... And I had him in classes all 4 years because there was like no classes to take at the university yet because I was still new. And I was just like, every semester I saw this one, I'm just like, you're a cool dude, man. You're real. And he'd help me. He would tutor me. I probably only graduated because of him, honestly. And next thing you know, that last week of like college, you know, it's like they have like career fairs or whatever, you know. Microsoft was there. They're like doing tests real quick, and he did this test in flying colors, and they're like, all right, we'll offer you 100K starting before you leave here. And he fucking stamped that shit. Let's go. Yeah. And he was one of the ones that worked on the backwards compatibility for Xbox
360 to the one.
To the one thing. Yeah. 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 So pretty crazy.
Damn. Can we stop talking about other people's successes? It's not making me feel very good about myself. Hey, let's talk about people's failures instead.
Look, we don't compare ourselves to other people. We just appreciate the things that we can do and other people can do.
Hey, as long as they got a podcast happy, call? Right? I don't think so. I don't think so. So,
hey, that's where we excel, though. We got a podcast.
Look at me now.
And we enjoy doing this. I'm looking at you. What's up?
No, please stop looking at me. You're making me feel so self-confident about myself, bro.
Oh, this guy.
Bro, 2024 is your year, too. You said you're going to get a six-pack, but you need to elaborate a little more. Do you mean a six-pack of Modelo's or like a six-pack on your stomach?
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't remember saying that, so I don't know if it was a genuine answer. I don't know if it was the real
me. The video says that it was you, bro.
All right, guys. And on that note, episode 65. Of Los Compas podcast 66. In the fucking bag. 66. Oh shit. 66. I'm already failing. My bad, guys. My bad.
Ooh.
Miguel, I know where you live. I know where you live, bro. Do with that information as you will.
Come on, bro. Look at this, man. Look at this. 3 weeks in the gym so far.
It's not me you should be worried about. Monica's my bodyguard, bro. She'll fuck you up.
Hey, man. These hands are ready to eat for everyone. We're in 2024. Equal rights, equal fights.
Shit, damn. All right, well, guys, and on that note, we're definitely going to end it on a negative note with Miguel. Everybody, I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Go ahead, please, guys, leave us a rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, 5 stars if you can, please. Also, leave a comment. It really does help us a lot. So go ahead and leave us a 5-star. Subscribe to the YouTube, follow the TikTok, follow the Instagram. And whether you're listening to us in a car, a Volkswagen, that's also a car, I don't know why I said that, and a calculator, boombox, MP3 player, everything, bro, everything. We appreciate you guys, either or, whatever you listen to us on. Miguel, Moises, any last words you guys would like to say?
This guy said car and Volkswagen. That's crazy. Nah, man. Like we said last year. I think we said it last year. This year's going to be our year. So stay tuned for all these new changes that are happening when they happen. Follow us so you never miss anything we post. This year, we're going to try to, you know, branch out with our content, maybe, and get a little different with it. But for that, you know, like Hernan said, follow our socials, follow everything so you can be there when it drops. Thank you for all the support you gave us last year. And we can't wait to see what happens this year. Hit the like, subscribe, and hit the bell for notifications so you never miss one of our videos. And I'm just, you know, this is the start of it. And we'll see how the rest of the year goes.
No, that's it for me. Excited to start this new year. Excited to see what changes we have, what new content we can come up with. I promise to be more active during our sessions, you know, talk more, bring this positive energy, positive vibes, be this hilarious clown that I can be. And that's crazy. That's it, you know. Shout out to everyone that's always listened to us. Shout out to those future new fans that we should hopefully have this year. And shout out to all the boys from the other podcasts that are going to lose this weight loss challenge.
Hey, shout out to them. Also, shout out Carta. Remember, buy a hat. Support the boys. We'll see y'all on the next one. Hope everybody enjoyed this episode. Deuces, everybody. Peace out.
Later.